I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Sally Keston. She's one of the co-founders of AVL Watchdog, a new nonprofit news service that will serve the Asheville area.
Sure. I was an investigative reporter for about 30 years in Florida at newspapers there, and spent a long time doing in-depth kinds of pieces for the newspaper, for different media, but for the Sun Sentinel in Fort Lauderdale, where I won a Pulitzer Prize in 2013 for public service. And my husband and I moved here about 3 years ago, and he also has a background in media. And we kind of got together with some other folks who had moved here and also had backgrounds in media. And we were all talking about how we've moved to this place, this wonderful place, and there's so many issues and challenges confronting Asheville, and that we would like to see make sure that Asheville has a really strong local journalism base going forward that can keep an eye and keep people abreast of all the many issues and challenges that the city is facing. So we decided we would put together a nonprofit news site, and we are all volunteering our time to try to make this as good as it can be. And we are just fortunate to have some incredibly talented folks who have come here and are helping us. We've got the former executive editor of the Miami Herald, Tom Fiedler, John Forsyth, who is an editor at the New York Times and started a weekly newspaper in Fort Worth, and Steve Keeble, who was a Thomson Reuters executive, and it was kind of his idea to start this. But we've got a really great group, and we're excited to bring a different kind of journalism to Asheville.
Where do you see yourselves, I guess, kind of fitting in the media landscape here? Obviously, there's been some changes in the media in the last 5 years in Asheville and Western North Carolina. So where do you guys see yourself sort of fitting in?
Well, Asheville is no exception to what's happening across the country. It's been a very difficult couple of decades for local journalism, for newspapers in particular, that are under corporate ownership and have just been slashing newsrooms and staff for many years. And one in five newspapers in this country has closed. And so we're not here to compete against the existing media. I think they do an excellent job with the resources that they have. There's just an opportunity to do a lot more stories out there. And so we're hoping that we can complement the existing media with more in-depth stories. You know, we're not going to have the pressures of a daily newspaper where we have to fill the paper each day or the newscast at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. We have the luxury of being able to pick and choose good stories and really invest time and effort into them to make them broader and more in-depth, and I think that's what we will bring to Asheville.
This was obviously in the works long before we knew of COVID-19, but you're launching in the time of COVID-19. So tell me, how has that, I guess, affected how you've rolled out what you're doing?
We did initially get together before this virus hit, and we're really focused more on all the issues that Asheville is facing: growth and development, tourism, how the city should go forward from here in a responsible way that the citizenry approves of. And we were more focused on those broader topics, and then this hit. And for a while we were thinking, well, maybe this is not the right time to go forward with this, because everybody's minds obviously are on this, and it's so all-consuming. And then we thought, well, actually, this is a perfect time because people are in need of news and recognize that need, I think, now more than ever. And so it's a perfect time for us to come on the scene and be able to still concentrate on some of those issues. They still exist, but in the framework of how this virus and this pandemic is affecting all manner of life and government and culture and everything that we know. It's going to change the way we live and work. There's no question about that. And so it's a really a good opportunity for us to introduce ourselves and really hit the ground running with some good overarching pieces that people can relate to and understand, and hopefully get a better feel for what's happening in their city now and what they can expect going forward.
Right, and your first story that's come out on Monday is about the impact to tourism in particular that Asheville is going to face because of this. Tell us a bit about the story and some of the people that you chatted with.
We wanted to look at what is post-pandemic Asheville going to look like. When we all come out of our houses and we're able to start doing normal things again, whenever that time comes, what can we expect? What is downtown going to look like? It's currently boarded up and looks like it did in the 70s, 80s, maybe in the early 90s. Is it going to stay that way? How many businesses are really going to be able to survive this? What is Asheville? What is the Asheville of the future? And so we talked to elected officials. We talked to restaurant owners, to small business owners, to artists, and got their assessments, their projections of the realities of this pandemic on Asheville. And of course, tourism is key, as it was when the city rebounded from the recession in 2008. But the predictions are pretty grim for that. It's going to take a very long time for tourism to come back. Minimum of a year. Some people are saying 2 years, and even then, it's probably not going to look like it did before. But that is so key to so many businesses that are dependent on not just the locals to support them, but the visitors that have been coming into Asheville. So tourism is key. Restaurants are very concerned about their ability to come back because people are going to be hesitant when the stay home orders are lifted. People are not going to feel comfortable right away going out, dining out, being around people. So they're trying to navigate this and figure out how they can adapt and whether or not they can actually make it. Even Chef Katie Button is concerned about survival. So it's a very it's a sobering picture of what Asheville may look like on the other side of this.
Great. I guess my last question is, many of the folks, again, you said, you know, retired journalists, but journalists don't really retire, correct? And that's why you want to get back in?
Journalists never retire. It's in our blood. We see things happening around us and we say, hey, that would make a great story. We got to go out and get that. So yes, we are retired, but we've jumped back in the deep end of this pool and we're going to be working with some really talented local reporters and helping them shape these stories into the kind of journalism that we are used to doing and that we want to see Asheville have for a very long time going forward.